Bezras Hashem Yisparech, today's daf is Nun Beis and Meseches Nedarim. It is the 1085th daf in Shas. Our daf is going to continue with the halachos. The whole theme of Perek HaNodim and Avushal are the halachos of someone who makes a neder not to eat certain food items. And the Gemara will continue quoting the Mishnah about someone who makes a neder, for example, not to have hanah from milk, if it's permissible for him to have some byproducts of the milk, not the milk itself, cheese, and so on. Actually, the most prominent feature of today's daf is not going to be in the Mishnah or in the Gemara, but is a very, very important ran that is going to discuss the topic of Dover Sheyesh Lo Matirin in regards to Nedarim as well as Bittel. And we're going to discuss, get into the nitty-gritty of some very, very important halachos in regards to Hilchos Taruvos that we've made reference to in the past that comes up in our perek. And that ran appears on Amud Aleph in an analysis of the Mishnah. The Gemara then will analyze the Mishnah making a neder on wine, on cheese, and so on. Then we will have halacha in regards to someone who makes a neder in a new Mishnah on grapes, and some more analysis of Nedarim and Achila. Let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. The Mishnah, two lines from the bottom, Nun Aleph Amud Beis. Hanoy de min acholof. Someone makes a neder that they're not going to have hana from milk. Mutar bekum. The halacha is that they're allowed to have hana from the curdled milk. Some translate this as the whey of the milk. The curdled milk, in other words, not the milk itself, but rather when it, according to some, it means when the milk becomes curdled on the bottom and the edges and so on, almost like cottage cheese, so that's not considered milk, and therefore it's mutter to have or not. Rabbi Yossi Oyser, Rabbi Yossi says, we view the curdled part, or the whey, as being part of the milk itself. Rash, the Mefarish explains, and Dibra Maskel Oser, that Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that Tzachtzuach Cholav Havi Bechlach Cholav, that any remnant of the milk is considered like the milk itself. Similarly, says the Mishnah, Minakum Motor Bechalov. If he makes a neder about the curdled milk that he's not going to have another, then he's Motor to Chalov. Presumably, Rabbi Yossi would disagree in the opposite direction as well. In other words, according to Rabbi Yossi, he would be Osir Bechalov if he made a neder on the Kum. However, the Ran points out, in the two lines from the bottom, that the Mishnah doesn't say that Rabbi Yossi disagrees. On the other hand, we're going to have a Gemara later on that seems to indicate, the Ran claims, that Rabbi Yossi disagrees as well. The Magia over here points out that the Ran who says, Umiu bebraisa begemara polig, it's not so clear where the Ran got that from. So that is a discussion in the Beis Yosef. So that's an open question, whether Rabbi Yossi disagrees, min hakum, being asr b'cholov as well, seemingly consistent with his opinion that krum and cholov are the same thing. Abishol omar anoydim min agvina asr ba. If someone makes a neder on cheese, he's going to be asr in eating cheese. Bein melucha, bein tfeila, most have the gear. So whether the cheese is salted or it's not. In other words, he includes all different types of cheese. Hanoidim min abosar, if someone made a neder in regards to not eating meat, but mutter, continues the mission on the top of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, berotev ubekipa. The halachi is that he could still eat the gravy of the meat, as well as the tiny, tiny pieces, explains the Ran, on the top of the amud, the thick parts of the gravy that include small pieces of the meat that go to the bottom of the oven. In such a case, he's allowed to eat. The Mefarsh seems to have a slightly different definition of kippah. He seems to say the congealed part from the spices. Either way, kippah is going to be mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says that is going to be aser. Amar Rabbi Yehuda brings a proof to his position. Maser v'asa lanu aleinu Rabbi Tarfin bebeitzim shenizbashel imoy. It would seem to me, says Rabbi Yehuda, that not only is the meat aser, but anything that absorbs the tam of the meat is also going to be aser. And the proof is that this once happened, that we once cooked meat and the meat was aser, and the beitzim were also aser as well, once the person made an eder not to eat meat. Amru lo. So the Chachamim responded to Rabbi Yehuda, Kein hadavar. Yes, that is what happened. However, there still is a variable that you mixed up. Emasai, when do we say that the halacha is that not only is the meat asur, but anything that has a tam of meat, shiomer basar zelai. If he says this basar is asur on me, shanodim min hadavar v'nisar b'acher, im yesh b'vnos tam asur. If he says such a lashon, so then in such a case, if he says basar zelai, anything that has a tam basar is also going to be asur as well. Mefarish explains on the last line, however, in a case of where he says konem basar alai, not basar zelai, konem basar alai, so there the emphasis is the noun of basar, and that, the Mefarish explains, is mashma specifically basar, but not rotev. So what emerges from our Mishnah is that the position of the Chachamim is to differentiate between basar zelai, which will include something that has tam, versus konem basar alai. The Mishnah continues, Hanoder min hayayin, three lines from the bottom. Some makes a neder that they're not going to drink wine. Mutter tavshel sheish bo yayin, sheish bo tam yayin. Then in such a case, he's allowed to have hana from a tavshel as a taste of wine. However, omer konem yayin zeh shani toem, v'nafol tavshel yesh bo menosin tamareiz asa. That works beautifully with the above explanation from the Mefarish. And that is, it depends on the lashon. The Chacham will be of the opinion of the food item. If he says, Hanoder min hayayin, if he says konem yayin zeh, if he says this particular wine that he's not going to have hana from it, so that's something that's broad that includes any type of hana from this wine, and therefore if it's no same tam, so then in such a case then he can't eat it. However, if he just makes a general neder of yayin, that would be similar to the case of konem basar alai, konem yayin alai, so then in such a case the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. So this is our Mishnah, clearly, subtly differentiating between the lashon that the person uses in terms of how they formulate the neder, whether it seems to include tam or not. So we leave off with a very vague definition of when tam will aser, when not will won't, and it will all be dependent on the nuance of the lashon haneder. Nevertheless, there are times that if a person makes a neder and it is no same tam, then the halacha is that it's going to be mutter. That's contingent on the language of the neder. If the neder includes tam, then the halacha is that it's going to be aser. Says the Ran, I have a fundamental question. The Ran appears on the last of the top four wide lines, Akasha v'kasha l'rabusa. Because this Ran is such an important Ran in many sugyas and shas, we will do something that's not characteristic of our limud, and that is that we will do the Ran quite a bit inside. We will go through a large chunk of this Ran. Says the Ran, v'kasha l'rabusa. There's a famous question that my Rabbeim asked. The question's going to go as follows. The implication of the Mishnah is that the only time we're going to be machmir is a case in which there is nesin astam. Then if the language of neder is right, then the halacha is that's going to be aser. However, if there is no tam, if the basar doesn't give tam, even if he uses the more expansive language, where he says, basar ze alai, so then he's saying that this basar is aser, then it's including the tam. So in such a case, then if it gives tam, then it's going to be aser. Asks the Ran, even if it doesn't give tam, you now have iser that's inside of the dish, even if the beet did not give off tam. And if you're going to argue that the halacha is that there is bittul, that because there is no tam, so we consider the basar itself as negligible and nullified, when compared to the rest of the tavshil, that does not make sense due to another important halacha that appears in a whole siman in Yoredeya. And that is the halacha of Davar Shiesh Lo Matirin. The best example that we have in Shas of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin is the case of Mukta. The Gemara tells us in the beginning of Maseches Beitza that if you have one egg that was laid on Yontif and therefore Mukta, and it's mixed up with other eggs, so the halacha is that you're not allowed to eat all of the eggs on Yom Tov, even though the majority of eggs are okay, because it's a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The mukta egg is not treif. You just can't eat an egg that was laid on Yom Tov, as expounded upon in Maseches Beitza. If that's so then, in such an instance, everything is aser because of davar sheyesh lo matirin. Since it will eventually become mutter, the entire taruvos is now aser. There are two explanations for why davar sheyesh lo matirin makes everything aser. The explanation of Rashi and Beitza is ad sheyochlenu beiser yochlenu beheter. Why eat this egg, which is technically aser? Wait till tomorrow, and everything will be mutter. You could find something else to eat, and therefore the halacha is that it's going to be aser to eat from the entire taruvos. The other famous explanation of davar sheyesh lo matirin appears in the Ran, in the Darim, on the Daf Nun Beis. Let's now see the Ran who asks the Kasha of why don't we say davar sheyesh lo matirin in regards to even the smallest amount of meat that falls into a larger taruvus of heter, and I can't eat the meat because of a neder. Says the Ran, Kasha lo rabusa, hey chiamin hacha. Now we go into the first narrow line in the Ran, dimiyesh bo nosen tam asur dimash mahaim bo nosen tam mutter. The assumption is that if it's no sintam, it's going to be aser. But if it's no sintam, it's mutter. Vanidarm davar sheyesh lo matirin hu. Ah, so now we need to explain this kasha. A neder is also davar sheyesh lo matirin. A neder is ultimately something that can be undone through the hataras chacham. Kedamrin lekaman perak anoydim in amerik mishum the mitzvah leshuya elayu. There's a mitzvah even to go to a chacham that he should ask and find a pesach into the neder that we've discussed in the past. Midram nasi v'kaimelon. The kol davar sheyesh lo matirin afil be'elef lo batel. Even if one mukta egg gets mixed up in 1,000 eggs, it's not batel on Yom Tov. So why don't we say the same thing here? The item over here, which is us as a neder, is a davar sheyesh lo matirin. The Ran attempts to answer. Maybe we could say that when do we say even amongst 1,000 snap bottle? That only applies, like in the case of eggs, where there's a kosher egg with a mukta egg. So maybe one suggestion is that it depends on whether it's mixed with its same type. If it's mixed with its same type, then we're more likely to be machmir. We're going to see in the Ran that there are more opinions that are machmir on min b'mino as opposed to min b'she'eno mino. And therefore one could suggest that the only time we're machmir on davar sheyesh lo matirin is by min b'mino and not min b'she'eno mino. Continues the Ran in the last narrow line. V'chol she'eino mino, afil b'davar sheyesh lo matirin v'no sein tam. Maybe one could suggest that that is the svara, and he attempts to bring a raya from Maseches Chala. However, the Ran points out that that raya from Maseches Chala needs to be re-understood according to the position of the Rif. And he proves in the next 20 wide lines that the Rif is of the position that a davar sheyesh lo matirin will aser both min b'mino as well as min b'she'eno mino. And therefore, the Ran now presents a new chiddush, a radical chiddush, in terms of how to understand davar sheyesh lo matirin, and not only davar sheyesh lo matirin, but rather he redefines how you look at bittul as well. This is a classic Ran. The Ran continues on. First word online is b'taymo shel davar, about 15 to 20 lines into the wide in the Ran, about in the standard Vilna editions, although many of you have now had it restructured by the Oz V'Hadar, in the standard Vilna edition, it's about 10 lines above the Perush Harash. Let me open up a Oz V'Hadar. My old Gemaras that I enjoy using are not Oz V'Hadar, but I do use them often. In the new edition of the Oz V'Hadar, it's right above the Hagos and Siyunim, almost parallel to Hagos and Siyunim. So says the Ran, first word line is b'taymo. There is a machlokus between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda of whether when you have a mixture of the same types, whether they're batal as or not. And he gives the background to this machlokus. The Gemara explains that the machlokis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, that Rabbi Yehuda is of the opinion that min b'mino is not bottle, and the Chachamim says that min b'mino is bottle, starts from a mixture that we have in the Avodas Yom HaKippurim of the Dam HaPor and the Dam HaSor. V'lokach midam HaPor midam HaSor. Sha'afo pishadomo shel pora miruba, even though the majority of blood comes from the par. The par has more blood. Kari le dam asar. Alma lo batal. Because of Rabbi Yehuda, dainu time, mishum de min mino lo batal. So Rabbi Yehuda points out that it's called dam asar, even though it's a minority. So we see min mino is not batal. The fi, what's the rationale? Now here, the Ran finally gives us a svara to Rabbi Yehuda. She kol dover shu doim le chavero eno machlisho umevatal. The Ran is saying a fascinating theory in regards to the nature of the assimilation of properties. He says, when does a property become assimilated into another? It becomes absorbed by the other and it loses its own identity when it starts off as a min bishe'eno mino. So then in such a case, it loses its own identity because, let's say you have a mixture of water and blood, and the water, there's so much water that the blood even diffuses amongst the water to the point that you don't even see the blood. So then in such a case, and the color is a clear water color, so then in such a case, the blood has disappeared into water. However, if you have blood that goes into blood, it never entirely assimilated to lose its identity. Umishama hachi svir le Rabbi Yehuda bekuli isuri, continues the Ran, bim mina lo batal. And that's why the Rabbi Yehuda says that min b'mino is not batal. Rabbanan lo mashmalu hachi, and the Rabbanan don't agree with this. The mikol makom min b'mino disavheter ein domen zelazet. The Rabbanan agree with this idea of the assimilation of properties, and that in order for an item to assimilate, it needs to assimilate into something that's greater to it. However, he says al pi halacha, these items are not the same thing. Al pi halacha, one is the par chatos of the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, and the other is the sayer. And therefore, there are two different halachic properties, and continues the Rabbanan, ein domen zelazev, kim dechad osir v'chad shari, and in a case of where there's isir v'heter, where one is osir, one is prohibited, the meat case, let's say, milk falls into meat, so then in such a case, she'ein ro'i le'lech, let's not use meat and milk, one bit of treif meat falls into kosher meat, so then in such a case, shein ra'a leilech achar dimyonim be'etzem, ela achar chilukam be'iser v'heter. The Chacham say it still assimilates, because in iser v'heter, it could assimilate. Ela haynu tam dam apar einu vatal dam asar, mishum dikim nishnein olin, klomar shikshirim lezrik eim vatal zezeh. However, when it comes to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, they're not different, because both of them go on the Mizbeach. Now the Ran tells us what this has to do with Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. First summarizes the machlokes then between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. The Chiheichid Rabbi Yehuda Azil Acher Dimyon Etzem Az Rabbanan Acher Dimyon Heter. Just like the Rabbi Yehuda goes, looks at the fact that they are similar in its properties, Rabbanan look at it that they're similar in terms of their halachic entity. Ulefichach, kol shechalukin be'isr v'heter, according to the Rabbanan, even if they're, once they're different than isr v'heter, fin b'mino batal. If it's min b'mino, they'll be batal. Dehavile kimish b'she'eno mino. So this you might want to underline, because this is a klal gadol in the svara of the Rabbanan, who hold min b'mino is batal, because it becomes like min b'she'eno mino, and it loses its identity. Just want to add la halacha before we start discussing Dover Sheish Lo Matirin. Halacha la maisa, we pass in according to most that we follow the Rabbanan on a level of Doraisa, but Midrabbanan, we're Machmir, that for a Mimbimino, that it's not going to be bottle. And therefore, will be more Machmir if you have a mixture of non-kosher meat with kosher meat than if you have a case of non-kosher meat that falls into egg salad or something like that where it's not obvious. And now let's come back to our sugya. When it comes to Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin, Natu Rabbanon Mishum Chumra L'Dei Rabbi Yehuda, says the Rana, brilliant understanding. You know why Dover Sheyesh L'Matirin is Asur? It's because the item now comes a Min B'mino, even though it looks like a Min B'Sheino Mino. However, since the position of the Rabbanan is you don't look at its physical properties to test whether it's assimilated, but rather its halachic properties, the kivan she'ein davar zeh choluk min ha'heter legamri, since it's not entirely different from the heter, b'sar ha'heter, sh'rei afu self alios niter kamo, amrinon she'ein abotol b'mino, in such a case we say it's not bottle. So what we've accomplished, be'ezer Hashem, today in doing this rad, is we've learned a few things. Number one, let's just discuss the concepts that we've learned. We've learned the machlokis between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda in a mixture of min b'mino. Min b'mino mean the same types, where the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that min b'mino is us, the Rabbanan hold, that is mutter. We've learned the concept of davar sheyesh lo matirin, and that is that if something eventually is going to become mutter, then in such an instance, we say that it's not bottle. We spoke out the position of Rashi, that the rationale that davar sheyesh lo matirin is going to be usur, according to everybody, is because lama yochlenu be'isur yochlo beheter. And then we saw that the Ran explains the machlokis Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda, and for that matter, all of Hilchos Bittel in Taruvos, based on the concept of relative assimilation. And that is that something that is different can assimilate into something else. And that is the rationale of why min b'she'eno mino is batal, both according to Rabbi Yehuda and according to the Rabbanan. However, when it comes to min b'mino, there we learned that Rabbi Yehuda is machmir and the Rabbanan are makel. The rationale behind that machlokis is Rabbi Yehuda says you look at the physical properties and therefore it's not enough to assimilate. In contrast to, we gave an example of water that has blood that falls into it. If you don't see the blood is entirely assimilated. But blood that falls into blood has not entirely assimilated al pi halacha. The Chachamim say, well, it depends. It depends on what its halachic status is. If both of these bloods are kosher to be brought on the Mizbeach, so then in such a case, they have the same identity and they will not be batal. But what happens if this blood is asur to eat and this blood is mutter to eat? Like, as we know, there are times that blood is mutter to eat. It's only blood from an animal that hasn't been salted that's going to be usur. So then in such a case, then the halacha is that the heter and the isur cause the isur to disappear if the heter is the majority. Therefore, the Ran says, when it comes to davar sheyesh l'matirin is not batal because the isur item is not really usur. It's going to be mutter tomorrow. And therefore, there's not enough of a halachic contrast between the two. It's on the one hand Isser, but it's not entirely Isser. It's going to be Mutter later on. And therefore, the halacha is that Davar Sheyesh L'Matirin is not Batal. This is a beautiful Ran and a very, very important Ran, La Halacha, as well as to introduce to many concepts in Hilchos Taruvos. Bezer Hashem, let's move on to the top of Nun Beis on the Beis. Urim Minu. The Gemara asks on our Mishnah. Mina adashim, if someone makes a neder that they're not going to eat lentils, asur ba'ashishim, then the halacha is that they're not allowed to eat bread that has flour from lentils. So we consider the flour of lentils as being considered part of the lentils themselves. That's the opinion of the Rabbanan. Rabbi Yasi says that it's permissible. We have a stira, explains the Mefarish. Let's take a look at the Mefarish on the second wide line. Rabbi Yosi Matir, Dela V'chal Adashim. Kasha, three lines in. On the top of Numbeis, Numbeis, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi, Kasha, Durabbanan, Adurabbanan. Durabbanan, Asri, Hacha, V'amar Ashishim, V'chal Adashim. Over here, in this Brisa that appears later on in Nun Gimel, There, the Rabbanan say that the flour of the lentils are considered lentils. Yet when it comes to the curdle or the whey, so then they consider it not the same thing as the milk. The derivative of the milk, they don't consider the milk itself. Yet the derivative of the lentils, they do. V'achinami kashle Rabbi Yossi, continues the Mefarish in the second narrow line. Da'achim atim shum esvir lei dashishim la b'chal adashim. Masisan kasavar disvir lei kuma b'chal cholov u'kaimam. Tzestira. Answers the Gemara, loy kasha, marki asrei u'marka asrei. It all is dependent on the sociology of food of that particular place and time, and the halachos of neder. Ba'asr de Rabbanon, kar l'chalba, chalba, l'koma, koma. In the land of the Rabbanon, chalba and koma are two different things. One's called, let's say, whey, and the other is called milk. Ba'asr de Rabbi Yossi, l'kuma nami, kar l'kuma de chalba. However, where Rabbi Yossi comes from, they call kuma chalba, so therefore it's considered one thing. In contrast, of course, to the Braisa, the Mefarish finishes off, you're going to have to say that according to the Rabbanon, the flour is called and attributed to the legumes themselves, the flour of legumes, and for Rabbi Yossi's place, it was not. Gemara continues, five lines into Nun Beis Amid Beis Tanya Hanoidir Min HaCholav Mutar B'Kum, Min HaKum Mutar B'Cholav. Min HaCholav Mutar B'Gvina, Min HaGvina Mutar B'Cholav. So the Braisa says, someone makes a neder not to eat chalav, then they're allowed to have kum. If they make a neder for kum, then the halacha is that it's mutar b'chalav. Ostensibly, that seems to be consistent with the position of the Rabbanon in our Mishnah. We did have a discussion how this fits into Rabbi Yossi, that as raised by the Ran on the bottom of Nun Aleph on the base. But this ostensibly is the Shita of the Rabbanan. If someone makes a neder not to eat gvina, so then the halacha continues, the Braisa is that they're allowed to have milk. Minarotev, if they're not going to eat gravy, mutar b'kipa. Then the halacha is that the kipa that we said are either small pieces of the food item or the congealed part of the bottom of the pot, two explanations in the Ran and Rashi on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. So the halacha is that one doesn't include the other. Rotev is separate from kippah, the Braisa teaches us. Min kippah mutar b'rotev. Im amar, continuing with the halachas that we had learned in our Mishnah, b'sar ze olai, asar bo b'rotva u'b'kippah. If he says, this basar is asar unto me, so the emphasis over here is ze, as we alluded to when we read our Mishnah, and that is, he's saying this basar is asar, so then any type of tam is going to be asar as well. Continues the Braisa, noder min hayayin, if he makes another from wine, mutar b'tavshul sheish bo tam yayin, because he said hayayin, he didn't say yayin zeh. So if he says hayayin, it means the actual yayin and not the tam. However, omar kainim yayin zeh sheini time, if he says that I can drink this wine, v'nafol sel tavshul yesh bo tam yayin harei zeh asur, because now if he says this, then in such a case, then that's going to also include the tam, as the Mefarish explains. We continue with a new Mishnah. Hanoidim min ha'anovim. Someone makes a neder not to eat grapes, mutar b'yayin. Then the halacha is that he's allowed to drink wine. Grapes does not include wine. Min hazeisim mutar b'shemen. If he says not can eat olives, then he's allowed to derive benefit from oil. Amar kanim zeisim v'anovim. Eilu she'eni tayim asa behen. If he says that he's not going to be toim from it, so then the halacha is that he can't be toim from them, as well as their product, which means, okay, ubeyotze behen, that means their product, not only the zeisim and anovim themselves in their fruit state, but even in their liquid state as well as wine and as oil. The Gemara says, "Boy Rami Bar Chama, Elu Dafka Oy She'eni Toyim Dafka." Rami Bar Chama asks a fundamental question on our Mishnah. We had learned in our Mishnah just above that if a person says that they're making the olives and the grapes usher on them with the lashon of Elu She'eni Toyim, then the oil and the wine is also going to be usher. Asks Rami Bar Chama, what exactly is it that makes it usher? Is it the Elu that made it usher, or is it the Eini Toyim that made it usher? Elu Dafka, O She'eni Toyim Dafka. Explains the Gemara, Isa Kadaita Elu Dafka. If you're going to say it says Elu that it's the Eivla that makes it Asr. So Gemara asks, any time Lamali. So why did the Mishnah at all say any time? How come Ashmalan? No, the Mishnah wanted to emphasize, the Afagav the Amr Sheini time, even if he says any time, Idamar Eilu Mitzar, V'ilolo. If he says any time, it's not enough. The only time that's Asr is if he says Eilu. So that's the Shaila. The Shaila, is it Eilu or any time that makes it Asr? Amar Rava. Rava comes along, Tashma, and says, I'll bring you a proof. We learned earlier on Mem Zayin, Amar Aleph, Toshma koinim peiros elu alai koinim hein lepi. We learned if a person makes peiros aser to his mouth or makes a pasar fruits aser to himself, also bechilufenu begiduleim. The halacha is that he can't derive benefit from an exchange if he exchanges that fruits for something else, or if he grows those fruits into another tree. For example, he takes the apples and he plants an apple tree, they're also aser. Deduces Rava, habiyetzim and mutter, but the product of the apples, or the product of the olive, here we mean now the oil or the apple juice, that will be mutter. So what do we see? We see that elu is not enough to make the yotzei mehen aser. So now we've solved the shaila. Rabbi Bachama's question was, is the eni toim make it aser? Or is it the Eilu that makes it Aser? The answer is, that's the Eini Toim that makes it Aser. Because here it said, Eilu and Biyotzeh is Mutter. Says Gemara, no, it's not right. Hu adin dafil miyotzeh and Aser. The olives are going to be Aser for the oil by simply saying Eilu. The apples are going to be Aser for the apple juice by simply saying Eilu. And it's not Eini Toim that makes it Aser in our Mishnah, but rather it's the Eilu, the emphasis on these, in any way, shape, or form, even in its juices. Aye. Then why did the Brisa that we had learned earlier not say Yotze Mehen? It only said Chilufenu Gidilein. So tell us a bigger Chiddush. Who adin dafil b'yotze mehen aser? V'ha adifalei lashmina. Those cases are a bigger Chiddush. The Chilufen ki Gidulein dami. That the Chilufen are considered like Gidulein. I quoted it as a Brisa on Mem Zayin, but we will have it as well on Daf Nun Zayin, what we just discussed about Chilufei and Gidulein, and that actually is a Mishnah. We'll have it as a Mishnah later on. So, back to our Shaila, we haven't been poshet the Shaila from that Mishnah. Tashma, what about the next part of that Mishnah? On Nun Zayin Amal, She'eni Ochel V'She'eni Toim, Mutter B'Chilufei and B'Gidulein, Ha'ayotzei Man Aser. We also learned that if he says, Eini Ochel Eini Toim, then the Chilufei and Gidulein are going to be Mutter. That's Allah in the Mishnah. The rationale over there in the Mishnah is, he just, when he talks about Ochel, he's having had enough from this particular thing. He's talking about neder from this particular item. But Chilufei and Gidulein are going to be Mutter. Deduces Rava HaYotze Mehen Aser, but Yotze would be Aser. So what do we see? That if he says Eini Toim, that the Yotze is Aser. Almost the inverse Raya that we had above. Answers the Gemara, I did lo nasib reishi yotzmen, lo nasib nami sefer yotzmen. No, the reason why it doesn't say a yotzmen doesn't mean to say that yotzmen is going to be aser, could be yotzmen is going to be mutter in a case he says sheini toim, but rather, the reason why it doesn't say yotzmen is mutter is because above it didn't mention yotzmen, so too here it doesn't mention yotzmen. Tashma, another proof, Amr Rabbi Yehuda, maisev aser Rabbi Tarfin, olai, Beitzim shenis bashlu imot. So now we're going to quote from our Mishnah that we learned on Amud Aleph, that we had learned that Rabbi Tarfin had said that it's aser to eat the eggs that were cooked with the meat. That was what Rabbi Yehuda quoted. Amru lo chacham say emas habizman shomer baser ze alai shamoder min hadavar v'nisar ve'echad ba'acher v'yesh b'mnos in tamreiza aser. So what do we see? We see that he said basar ze alai. Then you follow the tam of the basar. As long as there is any item that has tam basar, it's going to be aser. So the Gemara deduces that the critical part is he said basar ze olai. He said basar ze olai. So what is critical is the ze or elu. The Gemara assumes that ze and elu are the same thing. We see that elu is enough to make the product as well aser, that even the tam is going to be aser. So certainly the oil is going to be aser because he said elu. Says Gemara, be'elu lo ki mi boilan, didafkahu. For sure, elu is enough to make it aser. Ki mi boilan b'she'eni time. Our question was about any time. Dafka or lav dafka? The person says any time without saying elu, is that enough to make the tam aser? The Gemara tries another proof. So now we've proven that Elu is enough, but that wasn't Rami Bar Chama Shaila. Rami Bar Chama Shaila is whether any Toim is enough to make it Aser. Toshma Dag Dogim Sheini Toim. Yesterday we had learned that if a person says Dag or Toim, Dag or Dogim, then he's including Osaben Ben Gdol Ben Ktanim Ben Chaimim Uvushalim Umotar Bitrias Trufa Ubatzir. We learned that if a person says Dag or Dogim, it doesn't include the schmaltz of a fish or a small, the ground type of fish. So what do we see? The Eini Toim does not include all Yotzei Bahen. It doesn't include it. And therefore we see that Eini Toim is not enough to create Tam as being Osir. Rava is Doche Vak Raya. Amar Rava Kvar Yotzei Mehen. We're talking about a case that the Schmaltz, that the brine of the fish had already left the fish even before the nether. If we're talking about a case when he made the nether, Sheini Toim, the brine and the schmaltz had not left the fish, so then in such a case, the halacha would be that Ani Toim might be enough to make it Aser. However, the Mishnah that we had learned about Dag and Dogim, so that was talking about a case where the brine and the schmaltz had already left, and therefore the Sheini Toim that he says on the Dag and Dogim will lekulei alma not include the items that had already left the fish. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Beis in Maseches Nedarim. I just reminded myself that my father Shlita always encourages us to do a Chazara as well as an introduction of the Daf. So Bezer Hashem, we had seen in the Mishnah on our Daf that the position of the Rabbanan versus Rabbi Yehuda revolves around whether a nether includes the tam of an item, that Rabbi Yehuda says that it always includes the tam of the item, and the Rabbanan say it depends on whether you use a lashon of zeh. If you say, for example, as the Mishnah concludes, konim yayin zeh, so then that includes the tam as well. The Ran explained to us that the issue of tam is critical because if there is no tam, so then in such a case, bittel will apply. The Ran explains that even though a dover sheyesh lo matirin is normally usser, the rationale of dover sheyesh lo matirin is that the items are really not contrasted. And in order for bittel to take place, the Ran explained to us there needs to be a contrast. And that's the rationale of the shita of Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanan agree with that position. However, the Rabbanan say that when it comes to min bimino, the halachic contrast between the two is enough. However, if it's a dover shiyesh lo matirin, then the Rabbanan say the min bimino is not a contrast because eventually both of them are going to be heter, and therefore bittel does not apply. However, the Ran says that does not apply by min b'she'eno mixture. Because when we're talking about min b'she'eno mino mixture, so then in such a case, everybody agrees that there is a contrast. And in the practicality, there are two different items, and therefore, even though there is no halachic contrast, because davar sheyesh lo matirin, but if it's a min b'eino mino, then it's always going to be batel, and that's why in our Mishnah, even though nedarim is a davar sheyesh lo matirin, it's not going to be batel. Finally, we had discussed on Amud Beis in our daf the contrast between sociologies of places where adoshim include the flour versus places where meat does not include the gravy. And the Gemara pointed out that there is no stira, that the language where Rabbi Yossi came from was different than the language where the Rabbanan had come from. Finally, we had seen that when a person says, Konim zeisim anom malai she'eni toim, the halacha is that it's going to be aser not only in its state as olives, but even as oil as well. And the Rabbi Bar Chama has an open question that the Gemara does not prove, and that is what makes the items aser even when they're turned into oil? Is it because he said she'eni toim, or is it because he said elu? And the Gemara leaves off with an open question with proofs in either directions that the Gemara rebuts. This Bezer Hashem concludes Daf Nun Beis in Maseches Nedarim.